Dear Leo, Mary, the family and friends, greetings to you all. This evening, while you are guests of the gracious and generous hospitality of Leo and Mary, I will be writing in my diary the famous entry of Columbus in his log. Today we sailed west, southwestward, which is our course. I recall the story of the chap who appeared before the austere presence of a magistrate as the result of a family fight. "I understand," said the judge, "you and your wife had some words." "Yes, Your Honor, I had plenty, but I never got a chance to use any of them. Tonight I have words, and not having the chance to use them in direct discourse, I have spoken them to the machine, which is the next best expedient. I have been reading recently the life of the famous English actor Sir Henry Irving. It is told of him that an inquiring friend asked him to tell the secret of his great success. His reply was, "It is not due to me alone, but to the cast. I feel sure if Leo and Mary were asked the same question, without in the least minimizing their fine leadership, they would also answer, 'Our success has been due to the loyalty and devoted cooperation of our cast, the faithful members of our working crew, who with a persistent faith in Sweeney Cooperage have contributed the best efforts of hand and heart to winning an honorable achievement.' As the poet Kipling has put it, it's the everlasting teamwork of every bloomin' soul." Sven Swenson was an old Swede prospector who each spring disappeared with his mule into the hills to return at season's end bringing rich ore. His envious competitors asked him how he did it. Sven replied, "Boys, I used to keep digging holes." This is the same formula which has spelled success for Sweeney Cooperage. In capital letters, "Boys, by just used making barrels." And now my warm salutations to all the friends who tonight partake with the Sweeney family the gracious hospitalities of the occasion. And secondly, a bow and a blown kiss to those six charming daughters around the table with whom I always share a most memorable evening of laughter and good cheer. And my cordial recognition to the other members of the family, whose friendship I have had the privilege of claiming for many years. I know I will not be misunderstood if I speak particularly of Frankie, the boy oratory of the family, whose reply always adds a youthful charm and gaiety to the scene. And finally, to Leo and Mary, I pay tribute to them, tried and true friends of many years, and I dedicate to them this little verse. "My friends are little lamps to me. Their brightness warms and cheers my way, and all my pathway lone and drear is brightened by their ray. I try to keep them bright by faith and never let them dim by doubt, for every time I lose a friend, a little lamp goes out." And so I would ask you, Leo and Mary, when you write to Father Bill and Brother Leo, please give them my kind remembrances. I leave not without some misgivings, because I know I am a poor sailor, and perhaps like another I read about, I will have to be lashed to the bar. And now in conclusion, I would leave with you this story. Two chaps were practicing at the bar and were succeeding famously, when an accident occurred. The contact lens from one chap's eye fell into the other's glass. "I say, old choppy, your eyeball is in my highball." "Good heavens," said the other, as he raised his glass, "here's looking at you." "And now, my good friends, one and all, I raise my glass to you, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year for 1963 and beyond."